The French have a saying, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. In English, we say the more things change, the more they stay the same. Certainly, it's a perfect phrase for New Orleans, and I'm not the only one who thinks so. After all, our love of entertaining, of parties, and Mardi Gras balls has been here since the city's founding.
Well, there's no question that the passion for dancing and for balls and display got into our social DNA very, very early. In fact, 20 years after they pulled this place from the mud, they were holding balls and dances.
That's Tulane University history professor Lawrence Powell, director of the New Orleans Center for the Gulf South and author of The Accidental City, an easy-to-read and informative history of this city's beginnings up to the War of 1812. Recently published by Harvard University Press, the book affirms what most of us frequently say when we talk about this city, that we're different. Well, we really are. Even those early Americans who came down into this already established Caribbean, European, African community had to accept that, after they recovered from their early shock at our goings-on, that is.
When they came to town, especially the Puritans from New England, they were so much scandalized and shocked by the, you know, this passion for balls, for Mardi Gras, which they saw as a European relic. And they tried to suppress it. And the idea of women going to the Sunday Mass carrying their ballroom gown so they could make a quick getaway was another very scandalous thing. But what happened just through intermarriage, and I think it's hard to be a Puritan in Babylon, they assimilated. One way they did assimilate on their own terms, instead of trying to abolish Mardi Gras, they took it over and organized it and created a social season that really became much more structured after the Civil War and became a mechanism for determining who's going to gain admission to the clubs. And it became very structured. There's a kind of a superimposition of Anglo-Saxon sense for order on this Creole farrago of a place.
The Accidental City is a book that took 5 years to write. That's a long time to devote to any project. But in the writing, Larry Powell discovered some things about himself as well as about his adopted city.
Two things. One, I discovered that I was more New Orleanian than I imagined, both for my taste for food, for the festival traditions, but just the culture generally. I mean, the fact that I can go into Dorniak's and know how to banter with the checkout people. It really feels like home. I'm an army brat, so I was always moving almost every other year. The other thing I discovered is the rootedness of the people and the cultural resilience based upon that rootedness. This is not a population historically, traditionally, that lights out for the territories. I mean, you just go to these cemeteries and you can just see one generation after another buried in the same crypt. And I think that's helped the city recover. There's still a lot of people who haven't returned, can't return, want to return. But when I think about it, I'm still stunned at the number who have.
Now, 6 years after Katrina, this accidental city has made an extraordinary comeback. That pleases historian Powell, who, like many of us, has had days of misgivings and doubt.
The only thing that does concern me, knowing how the city was built on a dynamic delta, I mean, the land we're on here was created maybe only around the time that Christopher Columbus's grandparents were courting, so it's a very young land, that maybe geologically there's a definite shelf life, but I don't think it's going to end in our lifetime and even the lifetime of, you know, the current generation.
For information about Larry Powell and his book, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.